get together. It was a Saturday evening. We were free. I decided to eat out with the six of my classmates. All of us are boarders. We live in the dormitory. Eating in the canteen every day, we are fed up with the meals there. This evening, we decided to treat ourselves to something different and delicious, but not very expensive. After we left the campus, we strolled along Jiangsu Road. We passed three restaurants before we came upon a small place. It wasn't very big as our dorm. We stepped in and sat down. The restaurant owner was very friendly. Altogether, we ordered 7 dishes. We expected to spend around 100 yuan. The restaurant owner was generous enough to give us an extra dish for free. Li Tao went out to a corner store and bought a large bottle of orange juice. After the dishes were served on the table, we started eating. As we were eating, we were talking. We talked about everything and anything under the sun. In a couple of months, we would graduate from Yuan High School. Therefore, we enjoyed each other's company all the more. At the next table sat a smartly dressed man in a suit and tie. He was eating alone, drinking beer. Sometimes I noticed him listening to us. When the meal was over, it was time to pay. To our surprise, the bill went beyond our budget. It amounted to about 150 something. Luckily, Li Tao and Yansen had more than enough money on them. We were discussing the bill when all of a sudden the man at the next table said, "Waiter, please charge the boys half the price. I will pay the rest." Hearing that, we were more than surprised. We couldn't believe that in this world there was still such a generous gentleman as this one. We thanked him, but we tried to persuade him out of it. However, the man was adamant. He said, "I have been listening to you and watching you boys. All of you are well behaved. I have a son your age. If he were here, he'd have drunk. China is proud of you. I don't pay half your bill because I want you to thank me. I hope all of you guys will be great men after you are grown up. I'm from Anhui province. I'm on a business trip in your city." Later, Long Yifan asked the man for his name and his telephone number, but he wouldn't tell us. That evening, back in the dormitory, we couldn't contain our excitement. We shared our interesting dining experience with other schoolmates.